It's being called an extraordinary move, but critics are sure to see it as politically calculated. Today, the Obama administration sidestepped Congress and announced a new immigration policy that will stop the deportation of up to 1 million young immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. If they came to the U.S. before they were 16 and are currently under 30 years old, they can stay and work legally as long as they meet some conditions. This is not a path to citizenship, but it does achieve some of the goals of the DREAM Act, which was turned back by Congress. Now, this is just happening today. We'll pick up different aspects of the story down the road, I'm sure, but let's get reaction today from journalist Jose Antonio Vargas. He's on the cover of Time magazine. It's a story called We Are Americans, Just Not Legally. You might remember he'd been a reporter for several newspapers, but last June wrote that essay in the New York Times Magazine, coming out as an undocumented immigrant. Jose, your reaction?
This is an extraordinary, bold, and historic and necessary move for the Obama administration to make. It cannot have come at a better time, frankly. As you just mentioned today, actually, in newsstands is this cover story that's featuring 36 undocumented people, young people, on the cover of Time magazine. And because of today's announcement, 33 of them are eligible to have legal status and to be able to work and to be able to use the degrees that they have and to be able to contribute to this country.
Well, when you say legal status, again, we want to underscore that doesn't mean citizenship, as the DREAM Act would have. Yeah, the DREAM Act would have offered a path to citizenship for young undocumented immigrants who had attended college or served in the military. But this does allow them to work. And I'm wondering, it won't help you. You are now 31.
I'm over the age gap. But, you know, I mean, this is... When I came out last summer in the New York Times Magazine, the whole point was to say that this is way bigger than me. This is way bigger than me. And as I've traveled around the country, and that's actually the basis of the Time cover story, is my travels around the country, meeting so many people, I cannot even begin to tell you, you know, somebody with a nursing degree, you know, serving food at a restaurant, or somebody with a nursing degree babysitting. Let's be pragmatic here. We need more tax revenues. And here we are with an educated class of people that cannot work. We have a broken system. And now, because of what the president has done, and, you know, I mean, as you probably are going to allude to, it's incredibly politically risky for him in an election year, but this is beyond politics. This is beyond left and right. This is about doing the right thing, and this is the right thing to do.
Well, you say it's risky for him. Some people are saying it's cynical of him, that this was just an attempt to get the Hispanic voters in the lead-up to the election. And by the way, it's not law. It's policy. It could change if the administration changes.
Absolutely.
Do you feel any cynicism in it?
You know, it's hard to talk about cynicism when I'm talking about innocence and hopelessness. You know, I do not know how many more kids we can send to school and how many more dreams are getting crushed every day because we have politicians who are unwilling to face the reality. And I think what the president has done, frankly, in my mind, and as somebody who's reported this through, it's beyond politics. It's about dealing with people's lives.
Well, right. Now these young people that you're referring to who are in the country illegally because their parents brought them here, they have to have, as we said, be under 16. They had to have come, as we said, before they were 16. They have to now be younger than 30, have been in the country for 5 years, have no criminal record, have graduated from U.S. high school, earned a GED, or served in the military. Then they can apply for a two-year work permit that can be renewed.
Indefinitely. It's not permanent.
But what do you say to people who are enraged and think this might be a slippery slope to citizenship or to what some states are doing, which is then granting in-state tuition to undocumented young people who've been brought here by their parents? And they see that as, you know, encroaching on the education that's available for their kids. Speak to the people who will be furious about this.
I completely understand their frustration, but, you know, this is not a zero-sum game. Everybody being educated benefits everybody. And to people who say that this is an overreach, what is the alternative? That we keep having people living in the shadows? That we keep having people who could be contributing to our society and providing, you know, revenue, tax revenues? Instead, we're forcing them to be invisible because of the laws that we're enacting?
Jose Vargas.
Is that what we want?
Jose Antonio Vargas, again, who revealed that he is an undocumented immigrant and is responding to the decision by the Obama administration today to allow, you know, up to 1 million undocumented young people to apply for a waiver and avoid deportation. By the way, we'll link you to more information about his Time cover story at HereNow.org. Jose, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.